The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite any children to come on forward.
Well, hello, ladies. Hello. Good morning.
Morning. How's everyone doing today? Yay. Now, are you all excited about Groundhog Day? I still don't get that, all right? I don't, all right? But there's another holiday coming up in February. Do you know what that one is? What? St. Patrick's is March. March 17th is St. Patrick's. Valentine's Day. Are you all excited about Valentine's Day? Do you know what Valentine's Day is? Valentine's when you give Valentine's to folks in your class and you tell them how much you love them. And she's like, no, I don't. You don't give hearts to people on Valentine's Day? You know, hearts are a good thing. But that love that we're talking about on Valentine's Day is affection. It's a feeling. It's something that, you know, I can say, boy, I really love pizza. And then I have a bad pizza and then I don't love pizza very much anymore, right? In the lesson we heard Mr. Mullen read today, he was talking about love. And he was saying things like, love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude, right? Now, that's not the same thing as the affection we celebrate on Valentine, because what we heard today is about God's love. God's love is patient. God's love is kind. God's love isn't rude. God's love bears and believes and hopes and endures all things. God's love does that, and that's how much God loves each of you. It's how much God loves all of us. God is there for us when we need Him and when we want to celebrate. God is there always. And we then get to share that love with whatever we do. If you feel like dancing, do it to share God's love. If you feel like laughing, do it to share God's love. If you're crying, do that to share God's love. Because God's love fills you. Always, so that we have more than enough to share. Let's pray. Gracious, holy, and good God, we thank you for your love given freely to us. Bless us so that we might share that love and keep us always in your eyes. We thank you for today, Lord. Amen. Thank you, everybody. Be safe.